shake with those blues.
If you know the song out in Radio Land, please feel free to sing along.
Not afraid. This rover.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Oh, man. Is the music low or my mic just too hot? I don't know.
No.
We do all our equipment testing live. We don't bother with that sound check stuff before we go on.
Sibilance.
Wow, I have not heard anybody use that word. You know what that is, Limey?
What?
Sibilance?
Sibilance? No.
Well, that, you know what that proves? You never had any formal broadcast training.
Ooh.
Sibilance is when your S's are too prominent, either because of the equipment.
Oh, drawn out, right.
And sometimes it's the equipment. Not just drawn out, they're just too hissy. That's, you know what popping P's is?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like the hard P.
Hard P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's called kidney stone.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to officially welcome you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 24th of July. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
And we will keep doing that until we think it's worn out. And that's going to take years.
Yeah.
There is a person in the room who had a bad day yesterday. And today...
I'm fine.
No, it's not you.
Oh.
Today is part two. Can I tell him?
Uh-oh. I don't care. Bad day.
He can't find his wallet.
What?
Been there, except now I haven't carried a wallet for 10 years. I carry a money clip because I got tired. Here's what happens with a wallet. You keep sticking things in it, car, and it gets three times the size it was. With a money clip, you only got so much room, so that's what. But I have done the lost wallet thing, and it drives you crazy.
There's a Seinfeld episode with George Costanza having that great big huge wallet. Where he stuffs everything in.
And then when you buy a new wallet and you go to take the stuff out, you go, there that is.
Yep.
There's that guy's card from 1976. I don't carry a wallet.
Well, you start retracing everything, and I had it here in the studio.
Did you
yesterday.
Check the massage parlors? Or
the what?
Massage parlor?
No, I don't have enough money for that.
Oh, okay.
Do you take your wallet out of your pocket?
Yeah.
Back pocket?
No, it's front.
Really? Carry a wallet in the front pocket?
Yeah, I don't like sitting on it. It's too fat.
Wow.
And the fat.
They say that's actually not good for your spine, too.
Yeah.
If you sit on a wallet, it can hurt your tail.
I believe it.
Well,
I believe it.
Yeah.
So, what was in it? Like cash, credit cards, the usual. Condom?
Driver's license. No. Who keeps condoms in their wallet?
I do.
Not me.
What?
I haven't been used. Well,
not you. That's why she's pregnant.
I've had a condom in my wallet since 1974.
I don't think I've ever put a condom in my wallet ever in my life.
Ooh, I haven't either, but really? I've heard that people do that.
Oh, no. I'll just... my driver's license, my insurance card, my PI license for Missouri, my PI license for Illinois.
Oh, man.
About $130 cash. My bank primary checking account debit card.
You will
My business debit card, my business credit card, line of credit card. You know, just the hits just keep on rolling.
You'll find it before you go to bed tonight.
So it was the last place that you saw it was here? You don't remember picking it up when we left yesterday?
Yeah, I do. I'm pretty sure I made it to the car.
Did you look all over in the car, I guess, underneath everything?
I had it in this bag that I keep here next to me. And I did something yesterday, and this concerns me. Frank made a comment off the air yesterday about a customer that's sitting at Kirkwood Brew House. And Frank said, oh, look, Donald Sutherland's out there having dinner.
Oh.
And when Limey and I left, did the guy say anything to you?
Yeah, he did.
When Limey and I left, I had my bag open, and it would have been the only time that somebody could have pickpocketed my bag if my wallet was right there. I leaned into the guy, and I told him, when this ball guy comes out of the station, I want you to tell him you read his lips, and you don't appreciate being told that you look like Donald Sutherland.
So that's how he knew. I couldn't figure out how he knew.
Yeah, that's how he knew. I told him that.
You know what I think? I think he stole your wallet.
Well, he had this real surprised look on my face, but Limey was standing right behind me. So if anybody had the opportunity to take it, it would have been Limey.
Well,
he does have a child on the way.
Well, no, while you were talking to him, I wasn't standing behind you. I walked out to the main to the little parking
okay,
lot.
Okay, so then you're excluded from my
list. Find it before you go to bed.
Well, you know what? You're right, because if I don't find it, I won't go to bed.
Hang on a second. No, Dan has got a prayer for this. What's that prayer, Dan, that you told me?
St. Anthony.
Yeah, there's the one.
You pray to St. Anthony. My mom, anytime I tell my mom I've lost something, she goes, pray to St. Anthony.
That's ridiculous.
Always.
No, St. Anthony, patron saint.
Every single time.
What I seriously need, and I don't even know if this has been invented, what I seriously need is a GPS credit card. That I keep in my wallet and it tracks.
I guarantee you they're coming.
Oh well, if they're not coming, they should be.
They make little GPS trackers. I mean, not GPS tracker credit cards, but little things.
We talked about them. They're called tiles. Luggage or you know. But they're going to have this stuff down so small and flat it'll be embedded in credit card. I'm telling you, it's gonna happen.
All you do, Tim, is just say, "St. Anthony, I've lost my wallet. Help me find it," and you'll. And I swear, it works every single time.
No, it doesn't.
I've used this three times.
It does
since
not
Dan
work
told
every
me.
Time.
All right,
you know what? All right, what's the figurine you're supposed to? If you have your house for sale, you're supposed to bury St. Joseph upside down in your yard.
Why?
And your house will sell.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
but yeah, St. Joseph.
We actually tried that one time, and the house never sold.
Burned down.
So,
well, they do sell. They're $40.
Say St. what? Joseph?
Inway card, ultra thin, rechargeable GPS wallet.
There you go.
For implants for your wallet.
There you go.
I like it.
I forgot who told us that. Have you buried St. Joseph?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? And they told us, and then they said, well, I'm telling you right now, we did it. Our house sold. Well, so did a lot of other people's houses sell them. They didn't do that. It's
maybe
just sold because
it sold.
Joseph
doesn't like you.
I don't believe it.
Well, I was raised Catholic and I got over it. I
was raised Church of England.
So. What is the church? Is it Catholic Church? What is Church of England? The Protestant?
It's Catholicism, but with divorce, and instead of the Pope being at the top, it's the king or queen is at the top of the church. They are the head of the church.
So you just made up your own church.
King Henry VIII did, because he got tired of cutting off his wives' heads, so he made a church.
Oh.
Wow, I've cut my wife's heads off. I think I'll make a church, and maybe then I'll go to heaven.
Yeah, because he was kind of he was starting to get quite a few people annoyed at him because he was killing all of his wives.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Sure.
Because this actually happened in history.
Yeah, this really
Here's
happened.
Here's a guy, and because they couldn't have kids, right?
Yeah, they didn't give him male heirs.
Can you even imagine living in a time where a guy in a high position says, well, she's still not pregnant. Go cut her head off and bring it to me.
Wow. It's terrible. No, it's terrible. I still remember the nursery rhyme, though. Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, survived. Those are the rules. So he divorced two, killed two, one died, and then the last one,
Are we talking about King Henry?
Yeah, Henry VIII.
He if you watch The Tudors, which I know you hate that kind of show, Frank, he only had two choices when he dumped you. You either got your head cut off, legitimately or illegitimately, but usually illegitimately, or you had to go to a nunnery and never have sex again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think I'd rather have my head cut off.
I think so, too.
Right? I think that's why
speaking of Henry VIII, I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. I've been married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, so I'm the one.
Everyone is the Henry.
Henry. Henry VIII, I am, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I'm, my man.
Do you remember that in the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze, when he was trying to get Whoopi Goldberg to go talk to his wife and let her know that
he was
still
with her
around or whatever, that he sat there and she said, no, I'm not doing it. So while she was trying to sleep, he kept singing that song.
What, I'm
over and over? Yeah, over and over.
That part I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Dave Clark 5 actually had a hit called Over and Over.
Wow.
Over and over and over again, this dance is going to be a Drake. Boom, boom.
hey,
speaking of,
did you see who's on the phone?
I see it now.
Heard from him.
I see it now.
It's jumping ahead
so long.
You ready?
Absolutely.
Norman.
I didn't bring my kazoo either.
Norman. I had somebody ask me the other day, where's Norman been? I said, I don't know. I'm going to have to call him.
We're
going to
find out.
Okay.
Did you call him or did he call?
No, he called. He just called.
Well, makes it even more special. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Norman Show. And now here's the star of that show, Norman. Norman, it has been 3 months, 4 months. Where have you been? Where have you been?
I've been around.
Been around.
Yeah.
Around Sullivan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Norman, I'll give you this. You always sound exactly the same. You don't ever sound more down one day than another, mm-hmm. more up one day. You're consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Are you that just that kind of guy, always mellow and always the same?
This coming Saturday, my sister will have a birthday, the 27th.
I believe that was the question I asked. When's your sister's birthday? What? My goodness, you know what? What? That's Tim Woodburn's birthday.
Anyway.
Yeah, that is.
How would you like to sing "Happy Birthday" to her? And happy birthday to others.
To Tim.
Yeah, no, he just said Tim. Others. He didn't even want to acknowledge Tim. Just others.
I'm out.
So I don't believe I know this song. I'd love to hear it. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
I'd love to hear it.
Are you going to just sing or play the kazoo? Oh, you're singing. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not. No. Play the kazoo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that have a particular name, the whistle on the kazoo? Does it have a name? Just whistle? Yeah.
Just whistle.
Okay. All right. So for people who don't know who you are, and you've been with us...
Ladies out there.
I'm sorry?
That's for all the ladies.
That's called a wolf whistle. That's called a wolf whistle, yeah. So for people who, Norman, who have just now hearing you for the first time, and you've been on probably, we think they have 40 times.
Oh, at least, yeah.
How would you describe yourself to people who are listening right now and have never heard you? How would you describe yourself? Tell them a little bit about you.
I'm a good Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do what is right.
That's a good trait.
Oh, hey, Norman, tell them how old you are, because you just told me over the phone how old you are.
I'm 82.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Next year, 2020, I'll be 83.
And you know what?
I'm in the pier.
Yeah, thank you. And you know what? In 2021, you'll be 84.
Yeah.
And in 2022, you'll be 85.
Wow. Yes, I am.
And in 2023, you'll... Now, Norman, let's go back to you. Describe. Remember the Norman? Did you ever see a show called The Dating Game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they would ask the men when it was a woman, and there are three guys hidden behind the curtain. They'd say, mm-hmm. "Tell us a little bit about yourself." So, would you just tell? You said you're a good Christian. What else mm-hmm. would you say if somebody said, "Tell us about you, Norman"? What else would you tell?
I like to go fishing.
I do, too. I love to go fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything else? There's more to you than fishing and good Christian. There has to be.
Yeah. Let's see.
What is that music, Norma?
This is the theme song I'm playing in the background for Norm.
The Dating Game. I'll turn that up a little bit. All right, Norma, let's pretend you're on The Dating Game. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right, bachelor number one is Norman. Turn the music up a little bit.
Here's our contestant, Rosemary Butler.
Yeah, Rosemary Butler, come on out here and have a seat. And now let's, bachelor number one, Norman, tell us a little bit about yourself. Go ahead, Norman, go ahead. You tell them about yourself.
I'm a good Christian. I like to go fishing, and I like to play my music.
And what kind of music do you like, Norman?
Sometimes I play music and record on cassette tapes.
Oh. Mm.
You have a collection of music on cassette tapes?
Yeah.
What kind of music?
Like the Lawrence Welk Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good stuff. And what else about yourself? How tall are you? You don't know?
About 6 foot.
Nine feet tall. Wow.
That is a tall man.
You ladies who are looking for a tall guy. What?
I wear size 12D shoes.
Well, you know what that means. Big socks.
Yep.
That's what that means. What else, Norman? Yeah, I'll say. Anything else? Hobbies? Fishing, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can Limey be bachelor number two?
And
could be. Now, what about favorite? You like movies? What's your favorite movie, TV shows, that kind of thing?
Well, looking at the Waltons on TV.
Right now.
The Waltons.
Yeah. And looking at Little House on the Prairie.
It's like it's 1975.
And yeah. They have New Beginnings on that program.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about, when's the last time you went to a movie theater?
It's been a long time.
Do you remember how long? Do you remember the last movie you saw in a theater? What's the last one you can remember?
It was around Christmas time. This Christmas, that was really a neat one.
Well, that's recent. I mean, this past Christmas, you went to a movie?
No.
No. What year?
It was about 1988 or somewhere around
1988, the last movie you went to. And you don't remember the movie?
Back to the Future?
Remember
Cocoon?
Last movie, it was around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's around Christmas time.
It was around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah.
No, he didn't say it was a Christmas movie.
88 or... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 83 or 19...
Yeah.
Hey, Norman, have you been to Cracker Barrel in a while there in Sullivan?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Norman, you don't drive, I'm guessing, right?
No, I sure don't.
When did you stop driving?
I haven't ever.
He's never driven.
Well, now this is interesting. You've never driven. Never had a driver's license.
My coordination ain't too good.
Your coordination is not too good.
Oh.
Okay.
I do have a state ID card with my picture on it.
Well, it'd be weird if you had one with somebody else's picture. Yeah.
I wish this Rosemary Bellinger.
No.
Well, now let's talk about that, because Norman, as long as I can remember that we've talked to you, you mentioned Rosemary Butler. How's she doing?
She's doing pretty good.
And how far from you does she live? Oh boy.
Oh my.
How far away is she from you?
She lives at Dubmark on Sunday Green, the Chesterfield Valley on Clayton Road.
So she's 40 miles away.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How often do you ever get to see her?
Not recently.
When's the last time you saw her? For those who don't know, Norman likes Rosemary, and I think Rosemary probably likes Norman. When is the last time you two were together? Do you remember?
When he took her to the movies.
It's been a long time.
Like 1988 or something?
1990 or something.
No, whoa, 90? You have not 90? Seen her since 1990, and you still carry the torch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you speak to her? Do you get to speak to her?
Yeah, on the telephone.
And how often do you get to do that?
Yeah. I'll play the wedding march here next.
That's a good answer.
Get someone married off out there.
Well, but here's what's interesting. I mentioned her, and you immediately want to play the wedding march.
Yeah.
Would you marry her if she would marry you?
Yeah. Well, my own wedding march.
He didn't have to think about it. Didn't have to think about
jump
it.
Right in.
Does she know who you are?
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of people cannot hold a note like that.
I was waiting for the whistle at the end.
No, I think maybe he thinks... Okay.
Oh.
He did it because you mentioned it. Because I think Norman thinks the wedding march represents something so somber, serious, and such a commitment that the whistle might might take away from
that.
So I respect that you did that. So you have brothers or sisters?
I have a brother that lives in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
You live with your sister, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It does have. So, do you ever see your brother?
Yeah. In fact, he turned 80 this month.
Younger brother.
July 14th, he's 78.
Well, he said he just turned 80, nice, but he's 78. How does that work?
He's 78. My brother, Melvin Cohn, is.
Okay, I guess I misunderstood.
Are you the oldest, Norman?
No, I'm the oldest.
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay.
For those who missed that, Dan said, Norman, are you the oldest? He said, no, I'm the oldest.
Okay.
What's your favorite song? I'm just trying to get to know you a little better. What's your favorite song?
I go out walking, searching for my friend, Miss Rosemary Butler, at midnight.
Oh, Walking After Midnight, Patsy Cline. And he rewrote it. Klein. What he's done, Limey, would you pull up? For Norman, I go walking after midnight. I know the song. I go walking after midnight, the moonlight. And he just spontaneously rewrote it. I go out walking looking
would
for
Would you let me just play the instrumental, or do you want the one with the lyrics in as well?
Norman, if we play just the instrumental, I don't know if he could he be
could
able
he
to
sing
do it on
along?
The phone. Go ahead, just play the instrumental.
Okay.
Yeah. And feel free, Norman, if you want to sing along here. Let's just bring it up here. It's a great Patsy Cline song. Any minute? Get David Solomon in here.
Rosemary Butler.
All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, I'll tell you when to jump in here, Norman. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, take it. Go ahead, Norman. No.
Oh, he's playing kazoo with it. I'm going walking.
Dan, please. You're ruining it. Yep, he knows it, all right.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, he's not finished. Yeah, and that little whistle touch to it there. Did you like Patsy Cline?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She, you know how she died?
I don't know.
Plane crash.
Yes, in an airplane from what I used to hear.
You heard it just now. Cause I
I still hear it.
Just a plane crash. I'm sorry?
In this day and time, I hear she died in an airplane.
Yes. That's
Buddy Holly and all those.
Well, now, she was not on the plane with Buddy Holly. That was a separate plane crash.
Yeah.
But you're right. They also, he and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens, they died in a plane crash.
Big Bopper.
Now, you obviously you do impressions. That was an impression of the Big Bopper. Who else do you like who sings?
Let's see.
What man or woman that you enjoy their music? Maybe Frank Sinatra, maybe?
I used to enjoy hearing him.
Used to. What is that music?
That isn't me.
That's I think that's in the background at Norman's.
Yeah. Norman, are you playing another radio station? You're playing another radio station, right? You are, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Come clean. Come clean. What, Norman, what station is that? Do you know?
KTUIN.
KTUIN?
KQI here in Sullivan.
KQI?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, big KQI.
Yeah.
KQI. And what kind of station is that, Norma?
They play country and western music.
I bet they don't let you on the show on the air, do they?
No.
No, you know, because you know what? They're not 590. They're not 590 the fan, and they don't love you. They don't care about you. But we do. You won't get on their, you won't get on their station.
Have you tried to call them?
No.
Yeah.
Want their number?
Oh, come on!
No, I'm I looked it up. I got it on my phone to see what it is.
Why would you want Norman to be on another station?
I'm just saying, if he wants to spread the love, I got their number right here in front of me.
Norman's ours.
Norman, you're ours. You don't want to call them, do you?
No.
KQI. What kind of station is that?
KTUI.
Oh, KTUI.
FM, 102.1 FM.
K-2-E.
Mm-hmm.
K-2-E.
And it's country?
K-2-E.
Well, it's country, but if you listen to Norman, it's country and Western.
Yeah, right, two formats. What country song do you like besides Walking After Midnight, Patsy Cline? What else? Well, hold on. Let me turn it up. Dorian, can you turn that up? Let me hear a little bit. A little bit of K2E out of Sullivan. That's Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn it up, Norman. Turn it up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that song.
That might be your new favorite station, Frank.
Might be my next employment.
It sounds like it's an older, like they play classic country.
Yeah, that's an oldie. All right, you can turn it down now, Norman.
Conehead, the DJ service here.
I'm sorry? Conehead, the DJ service.
The DJ service.
It'd be okay to turn that down if you'd like. Okay, turn it up. He's not going to do what I say. Do whatever he wants. Delia's gone.
One more round.
Now, Norman, you have a good voice. I didn't realize it till just then. But you have a... Would you turn that down? Because I would like...
Yeah.
What Johnny... Okay, don't turn it down. What Johnny Cash song do you like?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's getting tired.
He's only getting tired. No, you're getting tired.
No, I'm fine.
So, I'm just running out of steam. So, Norman, what? Give me a Johnny Cash song you like.
I walk the line.
Could you sing a little of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play my kazoo along with it, too.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll help you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Go ahead. That's it. Dan, it's not your segment. It's the Norman segment.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Norman, is there anything else that you need or we can do for you or you want to ask or tell people?
Just pray for me and those that are Christians out there. Pray for me and pray for them, too.
Hey, I'll ask Norman this.
I'll pray for y'all.
Okay, that's nice.
Speaking of praying, Norman, Tim lost his wallet. What saint do you pray to for things that you've lost?
St. Christopher.
No, it's St. Anthony.
Well, maybe he prays to St. Christopher. Oh, you ask him what saint he prays to.
Okay.
And that was the right answer. Yeah. He prays to St. Christopher.
Okay.
Dan.
Oh, boy.
Well, Norman... I don't think you have any idea how much people enjoy when you're on the show. Because I get emails from people. And if you go too long, they go, where's Norman? We're worried about Norman. What happened to Norman? You're very popular. You know that?
Yeah.
And modest. We love you, Norman. You're the greatest. You call here.
Love y'all too.
Well, you call here any time, okay? Get theme music ready. For Norman DeBale here on his own theme music. All right, Norman, we'll talk to you soon, I hope, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hit it. Hit it, Bruce.
I've already closed it out.
Oh.
David?
Yeah. Norman.
Ooh. There you go. You sang it.
Norman.
I mean.
Yeah, it gets funnier every time, right?
I have the St. Anthony prayer here on the phone. If you want me to do that while we get David.
I'd love to.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear it. How long? It's not long, is it?
Do you want me to play it now?
10 seconds long.
Well, you close out Norman first, okay?
There we go.
Well, that just about wraps it up. Another edition of the Norman Show. Be sure to tune in again next time when, once again, we'll be joined by Norman. Now, to help himself find his wallet, here's Tim Woodburn with the St. Anthony prayer.
Dear St. Anthony, please come around. Something is lost, and it cannot be found.
That's it?
That's it. There you go.
Well, that's
help me
simple.
Find my wallet, and that's it. And then you will find your wallet today.
You're going to find it after the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
I'm telling you, my mom tells me that every time I go, I've misplaced this, I lost this, and she goes, did you pray to St. Anthony? And then I'll do
that. What color is the wallet?
Brown. It's brown.
What can you customize a prayer to St. Anthony, or do you have to say that one?
I think you should say that one, and then you just add on what you're looking for.
I lost my wallet, St. Anthony. Please help me get it back. Shouldn't be hard for you to find. It's brown. It is not black.
Good job.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Now,
it ruins your day, though, when that happens.
Well, it does, because assuming, let's say somebody found it, it's going to one of two things is going to happen. This person, well, one of three things. This person is going to be honest and decent and call, was your ID's in there, your name's in there.
The thing is,
they don't know how to get hold of you.
I had it in my car. I drove straight home last night and didn't go out. It's either in my garage.
I'm telling you right now. Yes, it's down the house. By the seat in your car. It's there.
I had something fall and it went under my car in the garage, and I was looking all over the place for it. Like,
I looked there. I looked under the car.
You're fine.
I was looking at my bed. I was looking between my mattresses. Like, did I take it to bed with me? I mean,
maybe you did one of those sleepwalking things.
Well,
where you don't even realize
it. I mentioned that yesterday, that my friend David lost his ID.
Is it possible that in the middle of the night, without knowing it, you got up in your sleep, went to a massage parlor, and left the,
No.
Okay. The phones are ringing. Maybe somebody has a suggestion here, a solution, or another prayer or something.
Maybe somebody found it.
I say we take these calls. We didn't even give the numbers. I'll do that. You'll need them next hour. Dr. Doug will be here to talk about your pets. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Hey, Jude, how are you? That's his name, Jude. Jude, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great, and I just have to say Dan's right again.
About what?
Tony, come around. What was lost must now be found.
Well, that was not the poem that...
Tony?
Who's Tony?
He called him Phony Tony. So he's saying that St. Anthony's
fake.
Oh,
Tony.
Called him Phony Tony.
See, that's sacrilegious, I believe.
Tisk, tisk.
No, we were over in Padua, where St. Anthony is, and we went to that cathedral, and it was where he's buried, and it was just quite a place. The only sad part was there was all kinds of people's pictures around his tomb and stuff, and I never thought of that, but that was people that have lost a loved one, you know, and they're praying to him. That's kind of the downside of that story.
Wouldn't it be something if you lost your wallet at his tomb while you're visiting there? Now, that would be ironic, wouldn't it?
Horrible.
There's a lot of pickpocketers. You know, that could happen.
Well, that'd be the place to do it, I guess.
I know how Henry VIII's wives died. I just wanted to let you know that.
How?
The first seven died of food poisoning.
The other one wouldn't eat the poison. That's a great joke. Yep. Give him a rim shot. Give me a rim shot. Yeah. The last one wouldn't eat the poison.
Yeah, broken neck. Yeah, wouldn't eat her soup.
Same joke. Same joke. Well, Jude, thank you.
You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
In the PM.
Thank you, Jude. And I'm glad. Thank him. You called us. We thank him too for that other rendition of the. But it was to some Catholics, I'm sure, sacrilegious, because he called St. Anthony Phony Tony.
Phony Tony.
Yeah, things like that are not in any way reflective of the staff or management of 590 The Fan, only the caller. Mike is next. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you?
Well, name in the PM.
Well, that's important.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to John from Home Depot. Again, he's always listening, and the more listeners we have, the better.
Now, you got that right.
Amen. Well, hey, the last time I lost my wallet and my keys, it just made me sick, because it's business dependent for me, just like it is for Ted.
Well, and you also, in your mind, you start running through what's somebody doing with it right now, with my stuff.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Who's spending my money besides my wife, right?
Yeah.
And so I went and got...
You know that great joke where the guy's telling his buddy, he goes, somebody stole my wallet with all my credit cards. And he goes, did you call the police? He goes, no, because the thief's spending less than my wife was.
Oh, shoot. I think it was at Best Buy. I got a four-pack of a little thing called the Tile.
Yes, we talked about Tiles.
Yep, we talked about them the last time for keys, but it's good in your wallet, too, and... Boy, it locates it to within, 20 feet on the little GPS on your phone, and then it also has an audible ping on it. So
now we addressed this last week, but I don't remember the answer. Is there a range, or will it show where your wallet is if it's like 10 miles from home?
You have to have Bluetooth enabled on your phone,
but,
and it goes off of Bluetooth, and then it can show it like 10 miles away.
Really?
I left something at my son's house, and I found it out in Oakville. Huh. And so as long as you have Bluetooth capability, the GPS on it is pretty darn good for a little stupid, you know, quarter-sized square deal.
You know what somebody ought to invent is an electrocution card. And you activate it when you know your wallet's missing, and whoever picks it up is electrocuted and killed.
Oh.
That'll teach them. That'll teach them.
So you got this. You got this thing. It's called a Tile?
Yeah.
Yep.
We have in our house. We use it on the trip.
You can buy one at a time, or you can buy a four-pack.
Yeah.
And four-pack's obviously a little cheaper, but...
We put them on our luggage when we went to Europe. My wife put them on. My wife put them on.
How much does that run, usually?
I think it was about $100, I think, for four.
Oh, okay.
Well worth it if it will save a piece of luggage, or in this case, your wallet.
I've found my keys already like 3-4 times since I put it on, and never where you think you left them. So, it's helped me a lot. So, anyways, have a great day. Good show.
All right, Mike.
Good work.
Thank you.
Bye.
When he said good show, what show was he talking about? He never said, and now we don't know. Now we don't even know.
We'll never know.
I think it was T.J. Moe's, the show on before.
I bet it was.
Ramsey.
I bet that's what it was. So I would like to comment on something that I think everybody has seen in the news, and that is the disgusting, despicable behavior displayed toward those police in New York.
Soaked with the water? I just saw the video today.
It was water, and somebody threw a bucket and hit a cop in the head with a bucket.
Oh,
and, and you don't look, water, you go, well, water won't hurt him. It's not about that. It's about the complete lack of respect. And I am, and you'll rarely hear me say this, I'm mad at those police, and I'm upset with those police, and I'm disappointed in those police, because they went overboard in not reacting. And what that's going to cause, they just let those people bully and abuse them and throw stuff on them. And by not doing anything, here's what's going to happen. All the deranged, nut, thug people out there who see that are going to think, hey, let's throw water and throw buckets at the police. Obviously, they're not going to do anything about it. The reason they didn't do anything is because, one, New York City has the worst mayor in the world, and a guy nobody likes. I've never heard one person say they like Bill de Blasio. Not one person. He's hated by everybody. And he does not support the cops. So the reason they didn't react is anymore, and this is what we, not we, me personally, or you listening, but the society has allowed, is the condemnation and... accusations that should never even be allowed to surface when cops do their jobs. And now they're afraid. They're actually afraid to do their jobs and afraid to defend themselves. The police in that video, that's assault. If I'm a cop and you throw a bucket and it hits me in the head, you can't turn around and shoot them. But man, they ought to be put on the ground and cuffed and thrown in jail and charged with felony assault. I can't believe what I saw, and I can't believe that they just didn't do anything. I get it, but I don't like it, and I wish they hadn't. Of course, if they'd reacted and one of those scumbags had been hurt, then the cop is put on administrative leave and blah, 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 blah. Who in the world wants to be a cop anymore? And we're going to get to the point where nobody will want to be one. Except people who shouldn't be cops. Frank is on the phone. We'll take that call. Frank, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
My wife has a little prayer. It's Little Jesus Lost and Found. It works a lot, too.
Well, that's it?
That's it.
That's the whole prayer.
Jesus, that's the whole prayer.
Why?
Jesus Lost and Found.
Why Little Jesus?
Well, I guess... children have a bigger chance of capturing.
Does it usually work?
It usually works.
Yeah, my mom always tells me, pray to St. Anthony if you lost it.
Now, see, now you know what's going to happen? Yeah. He's going to find his wallet, and you're going to think it's because of that.
Oh,
it is.
It happened. Go ahead.
Then how come?
My mom was big with St. Anthony, too.
Yeah.
And how come the person in my family was trying to sell a house, could not, just finally gave up and couldn't sell it, and they buried St. Joseph upside down in the yard? How come that didn't work?
You stuck a patron, the head of a patron saint in the dirt.
That's like, what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to do that.
Upside down. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's just sacrilegious, isn't
no,
it?
No, son. That's what you're supposed to do.
You're sacrilegious.
No,
supposed to do that.
No, you're sticking them in dirt.
No,
you shouldn't
you don't
have
done get
that.
It. That's what you're supposed to do. It didn't work.
Yeah, never, you're supposed
Frank,
to
I'm
do
sorry
that.
You had to be a part of this arguing. That's,
no, that's all right. I like it.
Yeah. Just like home, huh? But I don't, I don't get quite get this little Jesus lost and found. I don't get the little Jesus part because even to kids, I was never raised up to be told that Jesus was little. Little Jesus. It's not like a rapper.
Well,
little
he was
Jesus.
At one point, wasn't he? He was a baby at one point, wasn't he?
It's like a rapper. Yeah. Little Jesus.
Little Jesus.
Little Jesus.
Yeah. Little 8-pound.
Are you sure, Frank, you're not missing part of it? You forgot something?
No,
like
laying in his manger.
Nope. Not missing nothing.
Little Jesus lost and found. Mind. I had it, then I set it down. Something like that. And maybe not. All right. Well, Frank, thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too. We already are. Thank you. Thank you. It's not much of a prayer, is it? Little Jesus. It's not even the little Jesus lost. It sounds like Jesus is lost.
Hey, if it
and
works.
Then he got found. Dan, it.
If it works, it
okay,
works.
Okay, Dan. You're right. It works. It absolutely. Works. What's the Saint Christopher? That's on the dashboard, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was the patron saint of travelers.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's why he's on the dashboard.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not being sacrilegious. I just am asking questions. I don't know. But I see these little things on dashboards.
Well, they don't do them. Remember, they used to have great big, the statue with the magnet, because the dashboards used to be metal.
Well, they also used to put a plastic figurine of Jesus. And remember that thing, I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus. Remember that?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's a song.
I don't care if it rains or freezes.
As long as I got my plastic Jesus. Again, that's not sacrilegious. It's a song. It's just a song. Jesus.
I love it.
Oh.
Anybody for the Burke segment? Have we got anything to say?
No. All my questions have been answered this hour.
That's what happens. Well, that's what happens here. That's what this show does. Nothing. Burke segment.
The internet isn't working here.
The what?
The internet
isn't working.
I've not been able to get on the internet here since the show started.
Pretty soon we may be joining it.
All right, does anybody else have working. To play their phone? Because I do, and I just like if we all just do it at the same time.
I don't.
We can get
I don't have
way.
To. No. Go ahead, everybody. Get out of your system. Clear your throat. Go ahead.
There we go. It was a group effort.
Turn on the fan. Light a candle. No Burke segment. Dan, nothing. Burke segment. No. Yes,
no.
You do. You went to the Muni last night. He does because he told me at lunch. We had lunch.
What's that?
You went to the late. Muni. That's Burke's segment.
Did oh, yeah.
He? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to tell you what you did.
Went to the Muni last night. We saw Footloose. And
is that about a leper?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been great? Wouldn't that have been better if it had been a musical about a leper?
Yeah, all of a sudden his foot flies off.
Everybody's foot loose, then hand loose. Now it's all my toes loose, and then the whole body just starts falling apart.
I never got into the original with Kevin Bacon.
I did. I really liked that. A great movie.
But I didn't know the entire story about how that
actually,
town,
if it were leper, it'd be foot off.
Yeah.
Everybody got their foot off.
That town was not, no one was allowed
whatever
to dance.
Whatever you do, don't cough. Your foot will be off. Sorry. So how was it?
It was okay. It wasn't great. It wasn't one of my favorites.
Who was in it?
I don't know.
See,
I don't know anybody.
That's the other thing. They used to have at least one main big star.
And
do they still ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
What's
the last big star that was on stage at the Muni?
The
Muni's fantastic.
Know.
That's one of our great...
I love the Muni. Denny Reagan is there.
I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, there was a contestant that was once on American Idol at the Muni.
Oh. Yeah, but that, I mean...
That's
okay,
as far back
who was
as
the
I
taxi
remember.
Guy? Hal, what was his name?
Robert
Hal
De Niro?
Linden?
No, Linda. Like, he used to be there.
Oh, that was...
I don't know.
Oh, Hal Linden. That was that Barney Miller?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Barney Miller. But people like that, you know, stars.
John O'Hurley was in Hello Dolly a couple of years ago.
There
I
you
think.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I
like Denny Reagan. I love the Muni, and I know it's a great thing, but I've told you before, there's so few musicals that I like. I've been to the Muni twice ever, and it was so long ago. It's longer than normal ago than normally went to the movie. I mean, I saw Sugar Babies with Ann Miller and Mickey Rooney.
Wow.
And then I saw West Side Story with Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. That's a long time ago.
But they completely
I know.
Redid the stage and everything.
I'll go back.
Oh, my goodness. The stage is awesome. The orchestra is phenomenal.
I will go to see something like, and this will surprise you. You know what I like? One singular sensation. Every little chorus line.
Really?
Oh, she takes
chorus line.
Ba, 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 okay. One.
Wow.
And it'll come every move that she may. I like that. Chorus line. Thank you. And I like Music Man.
Yeah.
And I like Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys. I saw Grease and Jersey Boys.
I like
there.
Grease.
Two of my favorites. Yeah.
All I know of Jersey Boys is that really high pitched song. What is it?
Ragdoll.
No, Big Girls. No, Big Boys Don't Cry. Yeah, Big Girls Don't Cry. That's
Frankie
the
Valley.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a great song.
And while it was intermission, I looked over and there was a guy standing there with an eye patch, and it was Ed Brown. And one of the attorneys from Brown & Brown, he is AM and the PM.
Pre-legal advice.
Oh, no, he said...
Did he actually say the words, I'm AM and the PM?
He said to tell you hi.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't think I've met him.
No, that was the first time I've ever met him.
But I got to tell you, when you wear an eye patch, people know who you are.
You stand out.
If you do TV commercials, how many people there have an eye patch? Not too many.
Probably not a lot.
I think that's... Would it be something if he doesn't need it? He just wears it because it...
Like Madonna, just wearing his fashion segment?
Yeah, just because he knows it will set him apart from other people. He gets home every day after work and takes that thing off. I'm kind of getting tired of wearing this. I don't really need it.
Kramer did that on Seinfeld. He had he wore an eye patch just to kind of stand out, and then he said, man, this is bugging me, so he flipped it over to the other eye. He kept doing it.
And when Dan brought up the fact that he had insomnia the other night, and he talked about watching Trading Places, my favorite scene of that movie was the scene where Eddie Murphy is a panhandler and he's on the street and he's sitting cross-legged on a rolling dolly and acting like he doesn't have any legs.
Yeah.
And that he's blind, right? And you know, and the cops, you know, realize, they shake him down, they realize who he is. He goes, I can see! I can see! And then they lift him up and his legs fall. He goes, oh my God, I got legs! I got legs!
You know, I remember that scene, and I've never seen the whole movie, but I saw that part of it.
Oh, the whole movie is great.
Dan Aykroyd actually does blackface in that. Yeah, in that movie. In that movie, yeah, he comes in painted like a Jamaican.
And Jamie Lee Curtis plays a prostitute.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What a body for somebody who was born with two sets of genitals.
What is the true lies?
The premise of the movie is these two old guys make a $1 bet
that
they can pick anybody off the street who can do a better job at handling
and
money
he becomes a
than
stock
Dan
broker.
Aykroyd.
Yeah.
And then they make Dan Aykroyd homeless, and Eddie Murphy becomes a stock broker.
A great premise.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, but the other one is, sometimes if you haven't seen it, Mel Brooks' Life Stinks.
Oh, man, that's great.
Kind of the same thing. He's a rich guy, and he says, I could go survive with no money. And he put him out on the street.
And it's a bet, too. I mean, it was a bet with somebody.
It's hysterical. I need to take a moment to remind you that there's another place you can do your banking if you're not already doing it at First Community Credit Union, and that other place is First Community Credit Union. They have over 40 locations. Over 40. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Sometimes when somebody gets to be the largest, it becomes impersonal. That has not happened here. When you go in, it would be the same treatment and level of service as if you were in a small town and they only had the one location. And here's the other thing. Rates are, I would say, probably as important to customers at any banking facility, as important as service and how they're treated, because rates mean a lot to people borrowing money and people who are saving money. And I don't think anybody's more competitive than First Community Credit Union. In fact, a lot of people become members and do their banking there simply because they realize they find out that the rate, let's say, on the car loan is lower, and they just lower their car payment, and they end up becoming full-blown, full-time members of First Community Credit Union. That's where we do all our banking at my house. Other members of my family do it. I know that you think, well, changing where I bank is not a big deal. You'll change your mind if you just do it and become a member and join us. And when you do contact them, please tell them you're AM the PM and thank them for the yard sale on Saturday morning, where last Saturday, I like to keep saying this, they sold an airplane. That's just, to me, that is just, I never thought I'd be able to say those words. The yard sale sold an airplane for somebody. 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday morning right here on 590 The Fan. One sponsor only, First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be in here in the 4 o'clock hour. If you have a pet, be ready to dial immediately and check in with him and ask questions, or if you're thinking about getting a pet. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Hours of testimony before the House Judiciary.